What's up, everybody? Welcome back.
Was it recording? That whole time?
That's recording.
Okay.
And that is, yeah, welcome back to Gilmore Girls and Tea Spills. The newest Gilmore Girls podcast coming to you live on video.
You're starting to accept that we're not the only ones.
We are the only Gilmore Girls podcast. I'm Jackson, but you already know that.
Do you?
I hope. If you're on episode 16, you better know.
I can't believe we're on 16.
I know, we're actually getting through it.
It's about time.
Go ahead and introduce.
Whoops.
Your professional podcast. Just kidding. That's Danny.
Hi.
Cool.
Yep.
Well, I got a jump rope, and I've been trying to jump rope, and
it's
very
good at it.
I am pretty good. I got 40 in a row, which that's not nothing to scoff at.
Are you waiting until we get nice in the middle to open your Dr. Pepper?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Actually, I'll go ahead and do it.
Oh, look, listen to that crisp.
Cool. What have you been up to, Danny?
Absolutely nothing.
Oh, good.
I was earlier today trying to figure out what I did last week, and I could not figure it out at all. So I have no idea what I've been up to.
Living the dream right there.
Yep.
That's basically the last 4 years of my life.
Excellent.
Cool. Chit-chat. I didn't write anything down for chit-chat. It's hard to think of.
That's why we're struggling.
Do you like video games?
I've been playing.
Oh yeah, you actually have been playing something
on the Switch.
Stardew Valley, if I'm not mistaken.
I've been playing a lot of Stardew Valley. I also started playing the Super Mario 3D World, whatever. It's a lot of fun.
Which one's that?
It's Super Mario, but it's 3D. I don't know how else to tell you which one it is.
Is that the one that's like 3D?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is that one,
that one's cool.
Yeah.
Stardew's fun, though. Are you married yet?
I am. I just had a child. No. I wanted Elliot, but I had no idea how to do that.
He was a punk.
He was a punk. I went for the depressed dude.
Oh, yeah. Naturally.
Yep. We gravitate towards each other.
Well, that's fun. Do you fish a lot?
I have to, just because there's like goals you have to do that involve catching fish, but it makes me sad.
Do you sell them?
Yeah.
Capitalist.
And I have a kid in there, but I don't know what I'm supposed to do with the child.
Don't sell that one.
Dang it. His name's Fropo, I think.
Fropo?
No, Fropa. I think he's
Did you name her?
I clicked, it's a boy. I clicked the random dice button. That's the first thing. I was like, okay, this is what we're doing. I think it's probably how I'll name my actual kid if I ever have one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that idea. Let's do a random name generator.
Excellent. Like spent a lot of time and energy putting, like, naming all my animals in there. But then the kid, I was just like, random. It's great.
All right, let's see what...
Are those... Yeah. Are those the only options, or will it be...
I think those are the only options. Oh, you type them in over here. I'm just going to shuffle this. This will be for your kid. Boom. Okay. Come on.
Allie.
Do you like Allie?
Sure.
And we have a winner.
Woohoo!
Okay, I'll do one, and then we'll move on from this boring bit. I mean, I think it's funny. I don't know if the listeners think this is funny. Do you guys think this is funny?
I want you to get Fatima. Beatriz.
Is that what that is? It's not Beatriz?
No, it's Beatriz. Madeline! Your first kid's name's gonna be Beatriz!
This is good podcasting right here.
Why are you shouting at me through the house?
Your first child's name is going to be Beatriz, whether it's a boy or a girl.
Yeah.
Mine's going to be...
Sorry.
E, so it's
going to
be Beatriz.
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 Why does it have to start with an E?
It was a bit we were doing for the podcast. Spoke. We rolled a wheel. Okay, well, I'm not editing this, so be gone.
Okay. Wait, I have to know. Why an E?
Oh, well,
you have to come on mic if you're going to tell a story.
Elliot and Emery are the two names we
want to
use, and they both start with E.
Oh, that's cute. Oh, I like that. Okay. Bye.
I hope you heard her, everybody, because I'm not repeating it.
Wow.
Okay. Danny, you just want to jump right into this?
I should probably open up my notes.
I thought you were going to look at your notes.
I need to.
You don't need to. All right, tonight we are going to be discussing Gilmore Girls Season 1, Episode 16, Star-Crossed Lovers and Other Strangers. What do you think about this opening where Miss Patty is just telling...
Well, my very first note is, I love the opening.
There you go. It is very, like, cinematic, artsy or something, yeah, for the show. Like,
got you into the fun festival mood. And, like, yeah. Knowing that a story happened.
Yeah, because she's just telling the story of the founding of Stars Hollow.
Which I really love that her dance studio has a story hour.
Yeah.
Where she just spends an hour telling a story.
She's probably making bank because, you know, like, parents are paying for that.
Yeah. But I thought it was interesting because at the end she was like, we still have a little bit of time left in our hour. So how long was she telling this one story?
She probably just started. So it's like, what, a minute? Because I think we got the whole story.
And then the next 59 is her dancing in cages.
Yeah. For who did she say? Let's see. Tito Puente.
And the kids are all about it.
Yeah.
The summer of 66.
Yeah, I think that's awesome that she...
But I really liked that it was just one continuous filming and it was just like everyone passing each other and then like the camera would go to the different people, you know?
Yeah. It was like a single shot.
Yeah. That was cool. I liked that. It was good timing.
Yeah, I agree. It was a great opening. Probably one of the best. I liked that it wasn't just one of the Gilmore Girls running through the streets.
Finally.
Lorelai was walking through the town square. Yeah, okay, cool. Next scene. We skip the credits, and Dean and Rory are talking. They're talking about some Russian book where it's a sad book. Have you read this one?
I'm guessing it was Anna Karenina. Not positive, but... I started it, and then I got bored, so I stopped.
It sounds boring.
Yeah.
But Dean asks Rory what she's doing Friday, like he doesn't know.
Yeah, like he hasn't had 3 months to get to know that. Yeah,
3 months. Yeah, because he wants to take her out for their 3-month anniversary on a pretty good night. Like, we'll get there, but a nice romantic evening.
How did you feel about... 3-month anniversary.
That's kind of cute. I think I did that.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Okay. I was about to make fun of it.
No, that's good.
But did you know that today is your 2,158th day anniversary?
Did you write that down?
I did.
How many days?
2,158.
With Madeline?
No, with me.
Wait, married?
Yes.
That's a lot because we dated for... 4 years.
Is it coming to an end soon? Are you tired of it?
No. But add in the 4 years before it. How many days is that?
I don't know.
All right. Well, next episode.
3, 6, 9, 10, 11, 12. Plus 400. About 1,600-ish.
Wow.
It's a lot.
That is a lot. That's cool, though.
But I'm so confused on when they actually started dating.
So he does say at her birthday is when he gave her the bracelet, and that's like the official beginning. Because
that was in October. So this is not January. But after their dance, isn't that when they said that they're boyfriend and girlfriend?
True. Was that before?
That was after the birthday, but...
They're willy-nilly November, with their dating.
What month do you think this is?
February. I mean, it doesn't look as cold as it should, but...
Yeah, especially for up there, northeast.
Yeah.
Like it's very cold. So I'm very confused. I don't know. I feel like, because it's coming to an end of the school year. So
oh, the school year.
I feel like it's like March or April in this.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they just make up when how long they've been dating. Because it was a month, like 2 episodes ago, when she was telling Paris.
Yeah, for the concert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a month.
Interesting. That was just a couple episodes.
I feel like they just didn't they didn't take that into consideration until they started shooting.
Interesting.
But
what's
up?
Just something I noticed because she was talking about how great the festival's gonna be.
Yeah.
She said that there's a bonfire and star shaped hot dogs. Which I definitely want to know what that's about. And how
I feel like it's gotta be closer to a hamburger if it's star shaped. Be like a patty.
hot dog patty.
Hot dog patty. That sounds good. It's like a
no.
But yeah, Dean basically just tells her to skip dinner because their actual anniversary is on Saturday, but he has to work. So
we gotta change the world around for him.
That's right. But Rory says she'll try.
And like, does he work the entire day Saturday?
Probably like the evening.
They could do like a cute brunch or morning stuff. Why did he have to plan dinner stuff or like late stuff? He's just being a man, making her change everything.
Yeah.
Men.
I will say though, having every single Friday evening locked up with a dinner, regardless of who it is, yeah, that sucks.
But still.
But look at this guy, a town troubadour.
He is having a good time.
Yeah. So he started last episode, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Because he was in this one like 4 times.
Yeah, he becomes a regular.
Yeah. Okay. Boom. Next scene. Back at the Gilmore Girls' house. Lorelai is looking at a box of Hamburger Helper. Says she wants to cook tonight.
She wants to saute and chop. Yeah, she's holding Hamburger Helper.
Yeah. Have you ever had a Hamburger Helper?
Yeah, it's freaking good.
I've never had it.
It's really good. It was my favorite thing when we were younger, but for some reason it was expensive.
It was expensive?
No, it wasn't. We were just poor.
Oh. I feel you on that. My mom would make her own pizzas for pizza night.
Oh, that's fun.
Well, she would put sliced white potatoes as a topping. So take that.
I feel like that's a Polish thing to do.
Oh, well, we're not Polish, so it wasn't very good.
Gah.
Yeah, Lorelai's in a bad mood, and Rory's mentions it's because Mr. Medina hasn't called. Which that kind of came out of nowhere to me that they're still... I feel like we've had so much with Luke and then Christopher that she would have forgotten, moved on from Max.
I bet
Medina.
Like those not really relationships, but like possible things made her miss like the actual relationship she had. And with all this festival love stuff happening, she probably.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Did you see the mic drop?
No. Where was it?
It's in this scene. It just like drops down low.
Does that... Did Scotty P mention that, or did you just see that?
I saw it, and then I heard him mention it, so I probably heard about it. But I've seen it 1,000 times, so I feel like maybe I would have mentioned it, or watched it, or noticed it on my own.
Did you ever see the movie Zathura?
Nope.
Have you heard of it?
Nope.
Okay, it's like a space movie.
That's cool.
I have this weird memory of me and my friends going to see it at like a dollar theater, but it was like a...
We might have missed it.
Oh.
It might have been before that stuff because it was in the kitchen.
But it was like a bootleg version. And it was like, you could see the microphone.
Wait, it was like 7 minutes. It doesn't show it. Oh.
7 minutes?
I think.
Okay, this is 7 minutes.
Seven something. So I might just watch it for a minute.
Oh, yeah, sure enough.
Okay, sorry. Keep telling your story.
Hey, that kind of looks like your microphone. Wow.
You're famous.
But you could just see the microphone the whole time and like crew members on the side. Like they didn't crop the video yet. It was weird.
Wow. Interesting.
It was like a bootleg version or something.
Bootleg.
Yeah, Lorelai calls the grandparents, says, let Rory not come to dinner. And Emily's like, okay.
I really enjoyed Lorelai in this scene.
Why? Because she was...
I don't know,
her impersonation of Emily?
That cracked me up. I love her Emily voice.
Yeah.
But just like the way she was like, she's not going to do it. She's not going to. I mean, I'm going to try because I love you and I care, but she's not going to do it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just thought she was fun in this episode.
She was fun. She had a lot of zingers later on. We'll get to.
Oh, she did.
But Emily says that's fine. 3 months is important.
But on the phone call, did you hear the, you know, Rory? Back with that stuff. Remember when they're meeting the grandparents, there was a lot of, you remember her.
Yeah.
Like, I guess that's just her go-to thing.
You know Rory. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my favorite place. Chilton. Hi.
I made a note. Chilton.
Then you have so many notes. Do you check them off as you go?
Yeah.
Does it delete them?
No.
Where do they go?
To the bottom.
Oh, that's cool.
I have a lot. I liked this episode.
Okay, so this scene opens up with Tristan macking on some chick.
There was a lot of making out in this episode.
Do you think those actors enjoyed this scene? Because it
probably
there's just nonstop making out for like.
I bet she really liked it. She got to make out with Chad Michael Murray.
Chad Michael Murray. Well, I'll tell you, they're jealous about it. I can't remember their names. Madeline.
Yeah, I would hope you remember that one.
And Louise.
Good job. Yes. Stop in trying France? To pretend you're not a kidding. Fan. You're a fan.
I did like that they're talking about wanting, like, wishing they were with Tristan, basically. And she,
they're all jealous.
This one, who was this one?
Louise.
Louise was like, to Madeline, was like, well, you have that guy that likes you. And she's like, yeah, but I want a different boyfriend. Mm-hmm. That was kind of mean. But yeah.
But yeah.
This was kind of, was it designed to make Paris mad, or is he just being a jerk? Because, like, he had to know he was at her locker, right? And Rory?
Yeah, I feel like that was definitely planned.
Yeah. Oh, this party doesn't come back, does it?
Next episode.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Madeline invites everyone to her party. Okay, yep. Boom.
They reference Elizabeth Barrett Browning.
Oh.
Who's a poet, because he says something about love, and it's a quote from her, one of her poems.
Do you have the poem pulled up, and you're going to do some?
Nope.
Some slam poetry?
Nope. Because he says it, and I think it's Paris that says, too bad.
Yeah, right there. What a shame Elizabeth Barrett Browning wasn't here.
And then the next line.
Right through one. Nice.
Ooh.
Okay. Go for it.
No, you first. Well, unless.
I was going to move into this scene, so.
Okay, mine's like a little tiny bit into this scene. It's still the beginning.
Okay. We're at the inn.
Okay, walking through. Everyone's all lovey-dovey. Look at this couple, like, making out at an angle. His face is, like, straightforward. Hers is
that's
coming
true,
in at
yeah.
a side. And just
so you can see that they are making out.
Bugged me so much. Like, that would be such an uncomfortable angle to make out.
Is this,
out.
Like, is it Valentine's Day? Or is it just, like, does everyone just get super...
Well, I looked up when this episode... was like aired
yeah
to see if it was supposed to be a Valentine's episode, but it aired in March.
Hmm.
So
yeah, because everyone's just making
it's
out.
It's very lovey.
Yeah, it's weird.
This love is just in the air for
yes
the for, festival
for Stars Hollow.
And Lorelai's pissed.
Yeah, but yeah, because she goes back to the kitchen and Jackson and Suki ooh. Were doing some like taste testing.
Yeah.
Nice. They were making out.
I'm probably tasting that. I can't believe it's not butter that's in there.
Yeah. Have you had that stuff? It tastes just like butter.
I can't believe that.
I just had a note here that Lorelai's being a little bit of a jerk because she's just immediately like, no coffee. It's like, just chill.
I mean, I get grumpy when everyone's making out with each other.
Well.
And when there's no coffee.
Yeah, but. I have no follow-up. Just you can just make some coffee, though.
Yeah.
But yeah, she literally doesn't. But yeah, Jackson's going to start making some jam and preserves.
That sounds cool. I want to do that.
That does sound cool. You give it as like gifts.
Yeah. I do that in Stardew Valley.
Yeah, it'll be just like that.
I think it'd be cool to make jam.
So Michelle gets off the phone with
Michelle.
Someone. Do we meet this person?
No.
Okay. He has a date. And he is in probably the happiest mood that we've seen him.
I want to know if it's a guy or a girl.
That's what I was going to ask, because we don't know anything right now, right?
Right now, we do not. Well, in this first part, they definitely say women.
Yeah.
So, but since he's like not telling anyone about it, maybe it's a guy. Who knows?
Who knows? I guess we'll find out.
I guess so.
Because the date is tonight. I'm just kidding. We don't see the date. Sorry. God. Oh, but I have a note that he was basically having phone sex over here. He was like, oh, don't tease me. Got really
might
weird.
Might as well get paid to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, what, 8 a.m. at the hotel?
Yeah. I'm going to start using the library phones for that.
It's going to be very confused people calling the library. next scene is Lorelai's walking through the park and a giant star falls and almost kills her.
The show almost had a very different ending.
That would have been wild, yeah.
Yep. This gets maimed.
But I think this is just going to show that things aren't going well for Lorelai right now.
Bad day.
I mean, I feel like that would turn my day around. Like, the fact that that almost happened, like...
But you're still alive.
Exactly. From that moment, I'd be like, okay, hamburger helper's fine. Well, I guess she liked the hamburger helper.
She did.
Is it... What is it? Is it, like, stuffing?
It's noodles and cheese and hamburger meat.
Well, you add the hamburger meat, right?
Yeah.
That's cool.
It was very good.
Lorelai goes to Luke's to get coffee because Suki didn't make any. The freaking lazy.
She says, coffee, please, and a shot of cynicism. I have a sticker on my laptop that says that.
Oh, nice. From the show, or did you just come up with that?
I actually came up with it when I was like 4 years old, and I told Amy Sherman-Palladino.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and so did she they put get, it in the show.
Do you have a credit? Yeah, is that why you always want me to watch the credits? Because your name will pop up?
You never do.
Well, Luke and her have some good banter here because they both are unhappy people right now.
Yep, they are miserable and it's great.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about Taylor?
My first note about him is get her, Dozy.
Yeah, because Lorelai yells that everyone won't stop talking about the festival. And Taylor wasn't like, happy about
oh,
it.
Oh, nope, you're not going to trash talk this town on my watch.
Yeah.
So then he gets at her.
Yeah.
But Luke comes, swings in and says, she's bipolar.
Yeah.
Which and I love. Miss
Patty was Patty like.
Really? You're so young.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah, it's funny.
Because they had a banter that she might be bipolar.
Yeah. But then someone else walks through the door. And
Rachel.
Wait, Luke's Rachel?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Rachel's back. Luke clams up pretty hard. Gets kind of awkward. So Lorelai tries to explain what she does at the inn. And, she makes a fool of herself.
I love that she is always so insistent that people know she runs the inn.
Yeah.
It's like, even when it doesn't matter, like, what they think at all, or, like, it's a two-minute interaction, she has to make sure they know she runs it.
It's definitely a, like, her self-worth is tied up in not being a maid anymore, I think.
Yes. She's very proud of it.
Yeah. Which, I mean, props to her.
Yeah. Also, I really like that people are in the streets decorating.
Yeah, the whole episode.
Yeah. It's so fun.
Yeah. It's a good day to be an extra. I think they get like $50 a day, or that could be jury duty. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. Didn't I get paid for jury duty?
You should have. Interesting. They might have like held out your check.
I mean, I haven't done jury duty.
Oh. So. Do you want to?
I think that would be cool.
I think it'd be so boring.
I would love to just listen to crap go down. And judge it.
But it's probably going to be a boring thing. Like, my buddy had to go one time for, like, a week, and it was about if they were allowed to, make the road wider, like, onto people's yards. So he had just to listen to people say, like, no, don't take my yard, and then the city would be like, it'll make the road better for a week.
Oh, interesting.
So they usually like that. But I guess every now and then you could get, like, a serial killer.
Yeah, that would be cool.
That'd be wild.
Like, I wouldn't even have to listen to a podcast that day. I would be living it. Cool.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Then maybe you could go on a podcast. Oh, well, you're already doing that. You're already living
your
dream.
If I ever do it, we will have a special episode of this.
Will we?
Yes.
Okay. I agree. So Lorelai leaves.
I feel like I can relate to Rachel.
Why?
Because she doesn't want to be tied down by a person, and she wants to just travel and take pictures, which is my dream life.
Yeah, I don't know her enough, but I get like a bad vibe from her, but that might just because I'm seeing like Lorelai's perspective, jealousy. Interesting. Because I feel like, oh, you're just going to show back up here after what you did to my boy? But yep. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, she seems pretty chill.
And she loves Luke.
Does she?
Yeah.
We'll find out, I guess. Okay, boom, next scene.
Oh, I like that lamp.
I actually... Hey, we're on video, so you guys can see this too. I got a new lamp back there. Do you like that?
Not as much. Oh. It's okay. But it's nice.
Wait, are we talking about the red one?
No. Oh. Why would I be talking about the red one?
Or there's that like one three lamps and there are four lamps.
There's a lot of lamps.
Rory's getting ready for her date. Okay, I had a question. Lorelai mentions, talking about Rachel, she said she just got off the plane and she didn't even have plane hair. Is that something I need to be concerned about with flying? I didn't realize that was a thing.
Yeah, if you're sitting there for 15 hours.
It'll get poofy?
Your hair just like rubs on the back of the chair.
Well, mine?
Yes.
Oh, crap, I don't want to go.
And dang it. And like if you sleep, it'll mess up the top, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Because I have a picture saved on my phone from... my flight back from Hong Kong. So it was 18 hours. And then my connection was from LA to Oklahoma City. And Matt Damon sat behind me on the plane.
That's cool.
And my hair looked like I got electrocuted. It was so big. Like,
were you in first class?
Little. No, it was a little tiny, tiny plane.
What did he smell like? Matt Damon.
I don't know. He sat behind me.
Oh,
he kept kicking. What did you?
Oh, that's annoying.
Yeah, it was really annoying.
You're like, hey, Matt, stop it.
Matthew.
Okay, well, that's good to know. I'll be aware of that. I'll just sit for the entire.
There you go. Not when I get tiring.
What do they talk about here?
I really like her dress.
Rory's?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like pink.
Yeah, it is like pink.
Pretty cool dress.
Yep.
Do you like her choices for like?
That made me so mad. I was like, you're not gonna wear hot pink on hot pink. Horrible.
It was the early 2000s.
Still, Lorelai directed her well.
Yeah. Lane shows up for.
They left her hanging for a while. She
yeah
came in. Was like, is anyone here? And they just kept talking to each other. Didn't acknowledge her.
Yeah.
Because Rory could tell that Lorelai is sad.
Yeah, she is pretty sad. But Rory leaves and Lane's like, you just want to hang out, Lorelai? Because of what, she's going Lane. To meet future husband?
Yes, a future chiropractor and all of his Korean in-laws.
Oh, heck yeah. She meets a lot of people.
Yeah, there we'll see them later.
Okay, next scene, we're at the grandparents' house. Why does Lorelai put this cup in her purse?
Because she knows she'll get in trouble for having it.
Does she? She brings them every time.
And her mom's always like, is that a collectible?
Mm. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's true. So yeah, she hides it in her purse. Okay.
Emily's waiting for her.
Yeah. Ooh.
Opens the door.
Which this doesn't seem that weird to me because I feel like these days that's what people do. Like, because they're usually texting and they know when they'll arrive.
Yeah.
Like, I mean... I opened the door when you got here.
Yeah, that was scary.
Sorry.
Are you waiting at the window?
Yeah.
Thought so. But I don't know why, but it made me laugh when she was like, it's not like I was making a bunch of noise. I wasn't out here with a band of jackals. And that made me
What's
laugh.
A jackal?
Look it up.
Oh, it's a cat.
It.
Dog? Dog.
It's a mammal. It every time I reminds me of like the honey badger don't care thing.
Oh yeah.
I think at one part it's like I killed a jackal or something like that, which makes me sad. But
oh yeah, but honey badgers don't care.
Honey badgers do not care.
Lorelai comes in to talk to Ricardo, Rich, and
Dick.
He's he's not really into this conversation.
He's not. He's just enjoying the paper.
Which they have beef from last time, so it's probably awkward.
I don't know if he really cares, though. Like, I don't feel like he cares enough about their relationship for it to be awkward, you know?
True.
But, hang on. Lorelai is just super uncomfortable and keeps talking and plays with everything.
Yeah, these glass figurines.
Makes a Misery reference and says, yeah. Misery. Have you seen Misery?
No, I don't know what Misery is.
It's a movie. It's a book by Stephen King, but then it's a movie with Kathy Bates, and it's about a writer, and he gets into a car accident, outside of Kathy Bates' house. This is just
Stephen King's life.
Pretty much. And then she kidnaps him and locks him inside her house.
Oh.
And pretty much, like, threatens to kill him if he tries to leave and stuff.
Does he leave?
I'm not going to ruin it.
I'm not going to watch it.
It's really good. I need to watch it again because I just read it recently again. So I need to watch it again.
So what was she saying? Coming to dinner is like that?
No, in the movie... Kathy Bates, she has a bunch of little figurines that she's obsessed with, and so it was referencing that.
Nice.
And then she references Tuesdays with Maury.
Oh, I like that book.
It's a good one. See?
Me having a great Maury.
Conversation, me and Maury.
Yeah. That's I think I read that in high school, but I actually enjoyed it.
It was a good one.
Yeah.
I read that one again a couple years ago.
Emily has a little jab talking about how 3 months is a long relationship.
She was getting her.
Yeah.
Everyone's just attacking Lorelai this episode.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she's single, so kind of have to.
Watch it.
Yeah, no one filled out those applications.
Yeah, rude.
Rude. And then this guy shows up. This freaking belle of the ball. Chase. Is that his name?
Yeah.
Chase Bank. Chase What Matters.
Or it's Beatrice.
What do you think about this guy?
So uncomfortable.
I liked him.
No.
I see a little bit of myself in him.
That's why I don't like you.
I like his confidence.
Do you?
Kinda.
He's so awkward. But he mentioned his house down the street with the Dobermans, Leopold and Loeb.
Yeah.
Those are named after killers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that's fun.
Yeah, that's fun.
I think that's something I would do.
I mean, I named my cat Lucifer, so.
It's true. Next cat I get will probably be named Ted Bundy or something.
Nice. But yeah, this is a setup. Emily wants Lorelai to go out with this guy. Because she's on the DAR with his mom. What is that?
DARN. Daughters of the American Revolution.
Oh, that's cool. What is that?
Yeah. Oh, we will learn a lot about it as this time goes on.
I like that.
Yeah. She's all
Is there like it. A sons? I want to join something.
I think so.
I might.
Are you a son of the American Revolution? You have to prove that you're related to someone who fought in it or something.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think. Probably.
There will be a whole entire storyline later.
Sweet. I'm excited. All right. I guess I'll keep going with the show.
That'll do it.
Okay. So the next scene. Yeah.
And I love that you can tell that Richard clearly hates
Yeah, me. Richard does not like this guy.
Super awkward. Makes her drink gin and gin.
Yes.
And makes him have a second.
Because he mentions that he doesn't drink two before dinner, but then he meets this guy. Whew.
He needs another.
I really want a painting like that, like a big self-portrait.
On it.
That I just want to hang it on my back wall.
And you're holding Lucy?
I want it to be a big chair with me sitting.
Can I be in it?
No.
Yes.
And Madeline's to my right with her hands folded on top of the chair.
And my head's just like down in the corner and popping up. I can see it. And Lucy's in your lap.
No.
Kind of like a Schitt's Creek one too.
Yeah, but just me.
And me.
No, just me.
And me.
And Madeline.
And Danny. When are you going to admit that I'm in this family?
Never.
We'll get there.
Next scene. Rory's at dinner with the
turtlenecked Dean.
He looks good like this. I like this look more than like the leather jacket.
It's interesting.
I mean, his hair is like so soft anyways. Like he's
Yeah. Do you have a crush on him?
No, but he looks respectable here. He usually looks like a Dean.
That freaking Dean.
But this restaurant looks pretty cool.
It's I just like imagine a fancy him place. Picking out a turtleneck, and it makes me laugh. Also, why do they have no ice in their Cokes?
Well, a lot of people don't like ice. Like Madeline, my manager.
I feel like it'd be weird if they were at a restaurant and they are both like, no ice, please.
That would be weird. Maybe because it's a fancy place, maybe it waters it down. I'm just spitballing here.
Clearly.
Rory gets a meatball to go. Mm-hmm. I can't believe she actually did it. Because that was a reference to earlier. Lorelai said it was going to be like Lady.
It's gonna be so romantic.
Lady and the Tramp.
Yep.
I've never seen that one.
Never seen Lady and the Tramp?
Nope.
Wow, it always makes me want spaghetti. That has nothing to do with watching Lady and the Tramp.
It was too vulgar. They kiss.
Oh my word. This made me really want tiramisu.
Have you ever had it?
Yeah.
I've never had it.
I had it in Italy for the first time. Ooh. And it was so freaking good.
Maybe we'll have to get some.
Oh, I 100%. And
let's see. When this episode comes out, it'll be like 2 weeks away.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Ugh. It's going to be nice. But
I cannot wait.
You know who's not in Italy? Rory and Dean.
Nope.
But they're just having a grand old time. Dean says that she looks... She's a cute eater.
Ooh.
What's up?
It works there. I was going to ask you if you thought those candles were real, like the flames were real, and then there's also candle flames there.
I feel like they can't be real because they would burn down.
They look very fake.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Those are like the... Well...
I feel like they added them in.
They look real there. If you think the candles are really lit, comment somewhere.
And then my next note is, dang it, I really want tiramisu.
I'm kind of getting hungry watching them eat dinner.
I might have to stop for tiramisu on my way home.
What even sells tiramisu?
You can get it at Walmart. I have a recipe from a chef from when I was in Italy. It's really expensive to make, but it's so good.
We could start a YouTube channel, like, just making tiramisu.
That's a sad thing for a vegan.
Oh, is it not vegan? What's it made of?
It has mascarpone cheese and...
You can get... Wait, it has cheese?
Mascarpone cheese.
Oh, I didn't know it was cheese. Yeah. I thought it was like...
I think, like, whipped cream.
Yeah.
Or like, a bunch of cream.
You can get that dairy-free these days. I don't know about mascarpone's.
Super expensive. And yeah, let's try to figure it out.
Cool. Be on the lookout for that, everybody. back at dinner. Just awkward. This guy Chase is in the actuary business. Yeah. But he can predict the day you will die.
That sounds really cool.
Yeah, honestly.
I can't remember what is said, but something is said and... Richard has the biggest eye roll I've ever seen. Like, if it could make noise, like, they would have been so loud.
What was he talking about? I can't remember. I didn't know Bambi was a boy.
Really?
They haven't seen Bambi.
Yeah, shocker. Are you going to say what that was about? Or
I don't remember the line. What
it was... when Dean was watching Rory eat,
he's
like, "You eat cute." He's like, "Nobody eats cute. Maybe Bambi, but he's a cartoon."
Yeah, right. Good call.
Thank you. I really wanted to know if there's alcohol in the teapot that Lorelai and Richard keep passing to each other.
Oh, I bet so. Well, but they also have wine.
You might just
it's like harder double, alcohol,
a double night, like brandy or bourbon or something.
Probably. Okay, next scene. Dean and Rory are walking through the festival. Just having a romantic time. Everything's going so good on this date night.
So romantic.
I'm sure it's going to end
well.
She's
having a great time.
Yeah, they both are. Right? It's going to end perfectly.
Dang it, I think we missed.
What did we miss?
Well, it was when I think it already happened. Well, I think so. When... Emily is saying that she'll help clean up if Chase and Lorelai want to go and talk. The way Chase was like, "Shall we?" holds his hand out, makes the most disgusting face I've ever seen in my life.
No, he's romantic.
No, I hated it so much.
Shall we?
It was. That sounds lovely. Shall we?
Why do you hate this guy?
How do you not?
I think it was before that. He seems like a nice finance major. Hurry back. Or was it before this?
Well.
Just miles and miles. But yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Man, I wish we could find it. Maybe it'll happen later. Maybe she comes back to the table and then... Oh, okay. So it hasn't happened yet.
Okay. So at the... My bad. It's okay. But at the festival, is this guy the mayor?
Yes.
It cracked me up. He's talking about his wife, how they first met at this thing years ago. But she's not here tonight.
She's playing bridge?
Bingo.
Bingo.
Which I could go for some bingo right now.
You do love bingo.
It's freaking fun.
Have Cassie bring it tomorrow.
Maybe. Is this where they start to light it?
Where they're asking for matches.
Yeah.
Trying.
Yeah, because I guess it's a yearly thing that they always forget to bring the matches to light the bonfire.
Yeah, it always takes a long time.
Those silly boys. And Miss Patty. Silly. Back at the dinner, just more awkward conversation. Let's see. I bet we can find his face. Ugh. Before that.
I hate it.
Shall we? I like it. What would you rather he do?
Not that. Just get up and go or something.
But you can see, like, he's showing his watch.
Shall we?
He's being welcoming.
I hate it so much.
But yeah, Lorelai bounces to her bedroom.
Bounce?
She is not about to go have brandy with this guy.
Nope.
Okay. Which Richard sees her leaving out the window.
He looked so proud. I loved that.
Did he look proud?
Yes.
Well, I'm just wondering, what's her plan to just leave? Emily's not going to let that go.
No. I think she doesn't care at this point.
Yeah. Because, yeah, she literally just leaves out the window. Yeah, but Richard covers for her. I think because Lorelai said that guy's so boring. That's when
he looks so proud.
Yeah.
I love it.
Shut the window. Yeah. Lorelai left. He didn't close it either.
She scampered off. But maybe the maid will.
True.
But I felt like it was very unnecessary for her at the, like, when she was trying to say, please let her do this. It was like, I know you're disappointed in me. I know I'm not the daughter that you want. This brings back all the horrible memories from my childhood because I was like, okay, stop piling it on.
That was a lot.
Just say, daddy, please. He's horrible.
He's boring.
And leave.
Yeah.
But the daddy was still kind of a little weird.
Yeah. Rory and Dean are at a salvage yard. What do you think about this scene? So they walk in. They see this car that's like halfway built.
I wrote Christine. I don't know why.
They said it. You got to write more words in your notes.
I know.
They said something about Christine. Dean, what is this? Okay, did you ever see Christine?
Oh.
Does that mean anything?
I was probably wrote it to try to figure out what Christine was. But there is no dog back there. I don't know why they have a beware of dogs.
To trick people. You wouldn't go into a salvage yard that said that.
I mean, I feel like if you walked up to the fence and were making noise and no dog was coming up, it would be pretty obvious there wasn't a dog.
I feel like from my childhood movies and stuff, I always thought I'd have to throw a T-bone steak to a dog when I sneak into somewhere. But I never had to.
Have you ever tried?
No.
You should. Dog would like it. But yeah, I thought this was weird.
Dean's building her car.
Yeah. When it grows up.
It's got a long way. It's pretty early on to show her this, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like, that's years away.
Yeah. This is not the 3-month thing because it's like a quarter of a car.
Yeah. There's no way this will be
done. I guess maybe by year if it's 3 months at a time. Whoops.
Is that like romantic?
Kind
of.
I feel like I wouldn't trust a car made by a high schooler. 16-year-old?
Yeah. That's true.
And I think it's weird that they've just never mentioned anything like this before.
A mechanic or anything like that. Yeah.
He's always just been the bad boy from Chicago. Yeah. Also, at the same time, the sweetest, most genuine boy the town's ever seen.
Yeah.
But I thought it was interesting that she was like, why are we in Beirut?
What's Beirut?
It's a city.
In Pakistan?
No.
India?
No.
Philippines?
No.
I don't know.
I want to say Serbia, but no, not Serbia. Syria.
Doo-doo.
Oh, Lebanon.
Lebanon. What's Lebanon City? Just kidding.
Oh my gosh.
But the highlight of the episode. They're hanging out.
But as it's happening, did you hear the music in the background?
No.
It was irritating me so much. It was so random. But keep going.
Dean tells Rory he loves her. And she's just like, oh. And she does not say it back.
With panic.
Which I feel obligated to say. This is kind of what happened to me and Madeline. But she was the one that said that she loved me.
No.
And I, yeah.
Why have I not heard this story?
I think you have. So we were like, Christian, and we just got back from Falls Creek, which is like a church camp. And like the whole week they were talking about how it was bad to say you love, but I don't know, it was weird. Like, or like in a relationship, I don't know.
What the?
But so, yeah, it caught me off guard. But I followed her home, said it, so I had saved it.
You followed her home? Did she know you were following her home?
I don't know.
Did you
I followed her
bushes she, anytime she would turn around?
She was with like her cousin's brother or something. So yeah, because they were at the grocery store. So I was trying to like, I followed her to the grocery store. I was going to say it there. But then her brother or cousin wouldn't leave. And I was awkward. So I followed her home. Wow. Made it right. Which Rory did not do. Which... Dean, I mean, I'm sure he felt like embarrassed or something because he didn't handle this very well.
He did not. Oh my gosh. He went from 0 to 100.
Yeah. Because Rory is just like, well, I don't know. I need time to think about this. He's like, oh, you need time to talk to your mom about it.
That brutal.
Yeah. And yeah, so.
And then Rory was like trying to explain about why, just because like. She's seen her parents like constantly back and forth her entire life.
Yeah.
And then he was like, you don't get pregnant saying I love you. Jeez, you were just throwing every life thing she's ever had at her.
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't take it very well.
It's brutal.
Yeah. I think he has like rejection issues probably.
I guess, but just given her issues now.
True.
He just made me so mad. He was horrible.
Next scene, we're back at the festival where Luke is talking to Rachel.
I was so confused by her camera.
Why?
Because one, you're not going to get good pictures with that shutter speed.
Was it slow?
No, it was fast and it's supposed to be slow at night so it can capture more light. But no, it was going very fast and it's pretty dark.
Yeah, and she doesn't have flash on.
It's clearly like an automatic camera and stuff, but she said she has to add film.
Oh.
No, you don't.
But it's more artsy and more professional.
I guess so, but that was bugging me.
Yeah, this conversation was kind of weird.
She definitely noticed some stuff going on with him and Lorelai.
Yeah, everyone does.
Yeah.
Yep. But yeah, so she's like, are you not happy I'm back? He's like, I don't know. What are you doing back? She's like, I don't know.
He doesn't trust it.
Yeah.
So he's trying to be cautious.
He doesn't want to get hurt again. Yeah. Poor Luke.
Poor Luke.
But, yeah, she goes to get some punch, which I feel like what they're talking about is the punch like what Cassie makes. Shout out to Cassie's punch.
Very strong. Yeah. That's also mentioned later.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
That's very strong.
But literally as soon as she's done asking about Lorelai, she gets up to go... a drink and Lorelai said it right there. She had to like see her. That's how quick she was just waiting for her to get up.
All right, slide in.
But I think this is the first time Luke smiles and like they both laugh in the last 20 minutes. So I think that's supposed to mean something.
Is this her third cup of coffee today?
At least, yeah.
At least.
But
impressive. Yeah, they are so cute. Just talking on the bench at the Love Festival.
The Love Festival.
I love it.
But, you can tell Lorelai's asking about Rachel and gets kind of sad at his answer, I guess. Right?
Yeah.
She, like, asks if, how does she phrase it? Like, basically if he likes her, like, if they're getting back together. And he's like, I don't know.
No, because she can tell he likes her but doesn't trust it, so that's a little bummer.
Yeah. Big old bummer.
Boomer.
So when she goes home, she calls
Max Medina.
Max Medina.
What do you think she's going to say?
Hey, yo, what up, Max?
Just like that. Yep.
I don't know. Probably just like, what's up?
I feel like I would have been like, hey, I thought about you lately.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
I was wondering if we could get some coffee sometime.
Let's get back together. Let's date.
Let's date. What would he say?
Yep.
Yep. But as she's calling, it goes to voicemail. She's about to leave a message. And Rory walks in the front door crying.
Ooh.
And says they broke up.
Good riddance, Dean.
Yeah, that's the last time we're ever going to see Dean.
Thank gosh. Ding dong. The bitch is dead.
That's episode 16. We're almost done with season one.
We're getting there.
Getting there.
Did you expect Rachel to look like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess I didn't really have a picture of Rachel because we only talked about her that one time.
Yeah.
What about you?
I don't remember.
Nice.
It was a long time ago and I watched this for the first time.
Yeah. I mean, she seems like a traveler photographer.
Yeah.
And what else was she? Like a flight attendant, archaeologist?
Lots of things. Yeah.
Okay. Danny, did you like this episode?
I really liked this episode.
Because of all the love.
Yep. I'm in the just town. A sucker for love.
And the drama.
Good old love.
Like, or is it because Rory and Dean break up?
That's definitely a big part of it. And I like that there were a lot of different scenes, like places that they were.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, we didn't even point out Lane walking by with all of the Koreans.
Oh, I didn't see it. Was that during the festival?
Yeah, it was when this one second that Luke was sitting by himself.
Oh, between women? Before Rachel?
No, wait, I think it was, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's just like is watching the parade of people walk by.
That's funny.
Lane was at the front, but oh. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, looking very unhappy. It's got to be weird because she lives like literally like this. Her front door faces this festival. That's got to suck. You know?
Yeah. I'm surprised Mrs. Kim supports the festival.
Yeah. It was a chance to meet the chiropractor, future chiropractor.
I guess so.
I guess I kind of like this episode. I didn't love it, but
because Chilton.
Yeah, and just all the drama.
Interesting.
Why did everything just close?
Goodbye, everything.
But no, it was good. Yeah, I feel like we had some development, so that's good.
Yeah, definitely can see some things that are going to be happening. The next couple of episodes.
Yeah.
Like build up.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious what Dean does next.
What will he do next?
Probably go to work because he works tomorrow.
He does.
Okay, cool. You got anything else?
I don't think so.
Hey, thanks for listening, everybody. I don't want to do a long outro. Bye.
Goodbye.
3, 2, 1.
This show is part of the Pencil Rocket Network. Visit pencilrocketnetwork.com to check out our other shows. Have a nice trip.
We have lived it all.